This is the popular version of Simon & Garfunkel's hit song, Mrs. Robinson. Released as a single in 1968, it made number one on Billboard's Hot 100. But the original version was simpler. Only the repeated chorus was played in the second half of the Dustin Hoffman movie, The Graduate, in 1967. Still, the soundtrack from The Graduate dethroned the Beatles' White Album as chart topper at the time. Supposedly, Graduate director Mike Nichols was enamored of S&G and wanted Paul Simon to write songs for the movie. When the film was almost done, Simon had written just one song. He played part of another non-movie song he was writing, saying it was about old times, Mrs. Roosevelt and Joe DiMaggio. Nichols reportedly said, "It's now about Mrs. Robinson, not Mrs. Roosevelt." You've entered the twilight zone of radio shows, My Two Cents, assaulting your ears three times a week on KLOI, 102.9 FM, and on the web at KLOI.org. This week I'm playing songs that were written for particular movies. The song you just missed if you've just tuned in was Simon & Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson, sort of created for the movie The Graduate. Up next is On the Nickel by Tom Waits, for the movie of the same name. On the Nickel was made for TV in 1980. Recovering alcoholic Sam feels the sober life isn't that great and decides to return to his homeless but free existence with old friends on LA's Skid Row. It's on Fifth Street, known as the Nickel.
We shall pawn a star, find out where to scarecrow it, just like punchlines between the cars. I know a place where a royal flush.
Ralph Waits' widely acclaimed film is no longer generally available, but retains a cult following and appears on television now and then. The soundtrack was by Tom Waits, no relation, and this song, On the Nickel, is billed as a lullaby with lyrics like, "And what becomes of all the little boys who never say their prayers? They're sleeping like a baby on the nickel over there."
Swing around a rosy, sleeping in the rain.
Bruce Springsteen's Streets of Philadelphia was recorded for the Jonathan Demme film Philadelphia, starring Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington. The 1994 picture was the first mainstream movie about HIV and AIDS. Springsteen's song won an Oscar and four Grammys. It was a hit here and did even better in Europe.
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. I saw my reflection in a window and didn't know my own face. Oh brother, are you gonna leave me wasting away on the streets of Philadelphia?
I heard of
Ah yes, Judy Garland, Wizard of Oz, Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, 1939. The song was written specifically for the 16-year-old Garland. MGM wanted to nix it as too slow, but overwhelming support from everybody from producers to the public kept it in, and it went on, along with the movie, to lasting fame and glory. Over the Rainbow.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me.
This song opens, of course, what movie? A classic yellow taxi drives up in early morning Manhattan light and discharges the lovely Audrey Hepburn as Holly Golightly, who stands in black dress and pearls, eating a pastry and sipping coffee in front of Tiffany's. The song Moon River was written for the flick Breakfast at Tiffany's, and if any written for the movie song has become more famous than the movie itself, this has got to be at the top of the list. I've been playing songs made for the movies here on My Two Cents this week. I'm John Waugh. Turn on, tune in, don't drop out. On Sundays, 3:45 p.m., Saturdays, 10:01 p.m., and Wednesdays, 9:30 in the a.m., 102.9 FM, or streaming on kloi.org. Email me your deepest thoughts, kloijohn@gmail.com. Have a nostalgic day and an old-timey kind of week here on the very special Lopez Island, or elsewhere on the very special planet Earth. And now, listeners, now that I've got you in the proper mood, we'll finish up our little tour of written for the flick songs with the James Bond GoldenEye theme by Tina Turner.
Other girls, they gather around him. If I